Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. You know that feeling when you're just drifting off to sleep, but your mind's racing. Thoughts swirling like a hurricane in your head, right? We've all been there. It's tough finding true calm in our crazy, fast-paced world. But what if I told you there's a simple practice that can actually rewire your brain for greater happiness and peace? Today, we're diving into loving-kindness meditation. It's not as mystical as it sounds, trust me. This isn't about chanting affirmations or hugging trees, though those are great too. Loving-kindness meditation is all about cultivating genuine kindness and compassion, first towards yourself, then outwards to others. Think of it like a mental warm-up for your heart, prepping you for more joy and connection in everyday life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, I'm already stressed enough. How am I supposed to find time for extra feel-good stuff? Here's the thing. Loving-kindness meditation doesn't require a huge time commitment. Even just a few minutes each day can make a real difference. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll start feeling less reactive, more patient, and even more resilient in the face of life's inevitable challenges. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start with yourself. Before you spread kindness outwards, make sure you're giving yourself some love. Visualize yourself as a warm, safe haven. Repeat phrases like, "May I be well," "May I be happy," "May I be peaceful." 2. Think of someone you genuinely care about. This could be your partner, a friend, a family member, anyone who brings joy to your life. Imagine their face and send them well wishes. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be at peace. 3. Expand your circle. Next, think of someone you have a neutral feeling towards, like a coworker or acquaintance. Wish them well with the same phrases. This helps break down barriers and fosters understanding. 4. Embrace the challenging ones. Yeah, I'm talking about those people who tend to push your buttons. Think of someone who irritates you, maybe even someone you have unresolved issues with. Wish them well. It's a powerful act of compassion that can actually shift your perspective and bring unexpected peace. 5. Repeat and refine. Loving-kindness meditation is like any skill, it takes practice. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders. Gently guide your attention back to your chosen phrase. Over time, you'll find yourself feeling more calm, connected, and genuinely happy. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's juggling a demanding job, family life, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. She feels overwhelmed, stressed, and constantly short on patience. But she decides to give loving-kindness meditation a try. For just 5 minutes each day, she focuses on sending kindness to herself, her loved ones, and even those who annoy her. You know what happens? Sarah starts noticing a difference. She feels calmer, more grounded, and surprisingly, even more patient with the people around her. Those little moments of connection start adding up, making her life feel richer and more meaningful. Remember, folks, kindness is contagious. When you cultivate it within yourself, you radiate it outwards, creating a ripple effect that can touch countless lives. It's not just about feeling good, it's about building a kinder, more compassionate world, one loving thought at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Download the free meditation app I recommended last week or find a quiet space to simply focus on your breath and send some love into the universe. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little extra kindness in their life. And if you've had a chance to try loving-kindness meditation, let me know how it's going. I'm always here for a good conversation on social media or through our website. Until next time, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and keep spreading that love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.